Module 2, Communication Evolution. As we are well into the digital age, we find more and more distractions in our already busy lives. News and media, political and world news, social media, new phone apps, games, tablets, and a variety of gadgets and time suckers. All distractions contributing to our poor listening skills and less thoughtful responses. Studies show that Americans only hear about 30 to 50% of what is being said to them, and they are retaining less than 25% of that. And it has nothing at all to do with human intelligence. The smartest people can be terrible listeners. So many people of all ages, cultures, and genders are terrible listeners. Good listeners are shaped through experience and/or extensive training. Without good listening skills, people might experience such issues as the inability to retain information or no future recollections of that information. Misinterpreting information, which can be devastating in a work environment for projects, people management, reports, and mass media communications. Inadvertently showing lack of respect or showing lack of interest in the other party. We can see how this could lead to problems. The inability to build rapport with parties we don't like, because we know it's easy to communicate and build a rapport when it's someone we can relate to and someone we like. And then, of course, there's embarrassment, frustration, confusion. The list goes on. One would think that with all the advances in technology, audio innovations, various delivery methods of information and knowledge, and advancements in human psychology, we would be communication experts, all of us. But most of us fall short. And we will uncover here many of the reasons why and seek to overcome those pesky setbacks. Aside from obvious distractions such as media, phones, and games, other distractions hindering our listening and retaining of information can include physiological annoyances like tinnitus or even pain from an injury. How easy is it to be distracted when we have pain in our body? With all that we could potentially be thinking of or worried about, we should ask ourselves, when we are having conversations with others, are we really listening to them? Are we even retaining what they're saying? Do we even care? Are we emotionally intelligent? Do we consider cultural barriers when talking to or listening to others? Do we really have patience when dealing with a thick accent on the other end of the phone?